listening to a podcast from Victory.
Hi everyone! Magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. Thank you for joining us again sa ating afternoon online service. And we are so happy to have this time and talk about our series, Reason to Celebrate. Tama po yung nadinig nyo, Reason to Celebrate, because we do believe that in the midst of the challenges that we are facing, kung ano man po yung pinagdadaanan natin, we would always have a reason to celebrate, especially this Christmas season, okay? And tulad nga po nung nabanggit ko na Christmas season na, kahapon po, me and my wife already set up yung bahay namin for the Christmas season. So naglagay na po kami ng mga Christmas decorations. And the task that was given to me, or the assignment that was given to me, was to put up our Christmas tree. And at the same time, lagyan po ng maraming Christmas lights. And to tell you honestly, one of the very specific instruction ng wife ko po na binigay sa akin is to make sure na lahat po ng sulok ng Christmas tree magkakaroon ng Christmas light. Ibig sabihin, lahat po ng spaces, walang dark areas, dapat may Christmas light. And to be honest with you, that task is quite challenging for me kasi mahirap po paikot-ikot, talagang every corner kailangan malagyan. But at the same time, it's very fulfilling. You know why? Because kapag ka po natapos na yung paglalagay ng Christmas light and nabuksan ko na po, nandun po yung sense of fulfillment. Kapag nakita mo na, wow, ang ganda nung itsura ng mga Christmas lights. At the same time, kapag nakita ko po na yung Christmas lights ay nagsashine talaga, na maliwanag na maliwanag, it somehow creates a sense of positivity, or merong positive vibes po na binibigay yung Christmas lights, na dahil nga po lumiliwanag yung paligid ng bahay namin, loob ng bahay namin dahil sa Christmas lights, parang everything is perfectly okay. So parang nakikreate niya po yung atmosphere of celebration, yung joyful celebration dahil nga magpapasko na. And today, okay, yun po yung gusto nating pag-usapan. Okay, because we do believe that in this Christmas season, there is a reason for us to celebrate. And yung celebration na yun also talks about a particular light. Okay, similar dun sa light na pinag-usapan natin kanina, yung Christmas light. But this time, this Christmas light na pag-uusapan po natin dates back, okay? It was already told way, way before the celebration of Christmas na meron tayo ngayon. And today, we want to talk about that light because in the same way that Christmas lights brings joy into our hearts, it signifies celebration, ito rin po yung sinisignify ng light na to. And it's meant to illuminate, brighten all the dark areas of our lives. Kaya nga po, today, let me invite you, ready your hearts, ready your minds, because we do believe that God would speak to us a timely word that would help us find the reason to celebrate in this season. Okay? To do that, let's open our Bibles from the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 2. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2. This time, let me read it for you in the English Standard Version. Okay, mabilis lang po to, isang verse lang. Sabi doon, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone." Let us pray. God, we thank you for today. You would allow us to understand the greatest reason for the season that we're in. And thank you, Father, that it would cause us to celebrate in the midst of the situations, the challenges, the problems that we may have. Thank you, Father, na ikaw po, Panginoon, ang magbibigay sa amin ng tamang dahilan, tamang rason para sa celebration sa darating na Pasko sa araw-araw ng buhay namin. Salamat po, Panginoon. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Okay? So, in the scripture that we read, may nabanggit po doon na light and darkness. And that is just an interesting contrast. So, pag-usapan muna natin yung darkness. Pag pinag-usapan kasi yung darkness, most of the time, it is associated to a number of unpleasant things. Okay? In fact, kapag pinag-usapan yung darkness or kapag may darkness sa paligid natin, it tends to make people move slowly kapag madilim, di po ba? Or probably, merong chance pa o tendency na mag-wander ang isang tao aimlessly. Yung kasi nangangapa ka, hindi mo alam kung saan ka pupunta, hindi mo alam kung meron bang nasa tamang direction ka pa ba. That's the effect, or ito yung nidudulot nung darkness sa paligid natin. And because hindi natin ganun kasigurado yung paligid natin because it is dark, somehow it creates also a sense of fear in our hearts kasi hindi natin alam kung may danger ba tayo na papalapit sa atin. And hindi lang dahil sa hindi natin nakikita kung anong mga nasa paligid natin, there's also something about darkness that creates fear in our hearts. I remember nung bata pa po ako, and I'm sure kayo rin po, to a certain point na pagdaanan nyo, na nung mga bata tayo kapag brownout, medyo may certain takot na nararamdaman tayo. Nung batang 80s po kasi ako, and nung panahon po nung 1980s, okay, kapag nagkakaroon ng brownout, medyo matagal po muling mabalik yung kuryente. So talagang you will have to wait for several days bago magkaroon ng kuryente ng ilaw ulit sa bahay nyo. And during those times, lahat po kami magkakapatid, kasama ng nanay at tatay namin, isa-isang kwarto lang kami. Hindi sa dahil nagtitipid lang kami sa kandila, pero kasi nakakatakot naman mag-isa kapag madilim. So, nandun kami, tabi-tabi, kahit konting kaluskos, medyo kinakabahan na kami. Ayaw namin pumunta sa CR mag-isa, ayaw namin lumabas ng bahay, baka kasi matakot kami din sa mga nakasampay na mga puting kortina. Nakakatakot. There was fear in our hearts whenever there is darkness. Kaya nga po, nung mga panahon na yun, nung naalala ko nung bata kami, kapag ka hintay na hintay ka na magkakuryente, tapos hindi naman ina-announce kung anong oras magkakuryente, pag nagkakuryente na, tapos gabi, woohoo! Celebration! Ang saya po naming mga magkakapatid, kami mga bata. Kasi nga alam namin na yung light nandun na. At dahil nandun na yung light, wala na yung darkness. Now, I want us to go back to the scripture that we read. Because the Bible says there that they were living in darkness. Okay? The people who there in the scripture walked in darkness. And at the same time, they dwelt in the land deep in darkness. So puno-puno ng kadiliman. And if darkness talks about different negative things or unlikable situations, then definitely mahirap po yung pinagdadaanan. Mahirap po yung sitwasyon ng mga tao na pinag-uusapan natin in the scripture that we read. So let's talk about this darkness and the people who are experiencing this darkness in the scripture that we read. It was said by the prophet Isaiah. And he was actually talking about the people of Judah during that time. You have to take note that during this time, the people of God was actually divided into two kingdoms, the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom. Okay, yung sa northern po, nandun yung Israel, and then yung southern kingdom is the kingdom of Judah. Now, because they are at war, and because Israel, okay, nag-partner po siya with the king of Aram to attack Judah, yung king of Judah, which is ang pangalan po is si King Ahaz, kinabahan, natakot. Though he was encouraged and advised by the prophet Isaiah to choose to trust in the Lord, he feared. And because he cannot trust God, hindi niya maibigay yung kanyang tiwala sa ating Panginoon, ito po yung ginawa niya. King Ahaz decided to put an allegiance or come with an allegiance with the king of Assyria. Ang ginawa po niya, he swore loyalty to Assyria. And he even gave him, the king of Assyria, the vessels or yung mga items dedicated to the Lord. Yung tinanggal niya sa temple, binigay niya sa king of Assyria. And not only that, okay? King Ahaz and his kingdom adopted the worship of the Assyrian gods. Ganun po siya ka-filled nung takot. And because of that, okay? Yes, nanalo po ang Judah kasama ng Assyria against the northern kingdom and Aram, but at this cost. Okay? At this cost. The Bible tells us in chapter 7 and 8 of the book of Isaiah that Judah was forced to be under the control of Assyria. So they lost, technically they lost their freedom. They were oppressed by the Assyrian kingdom. They were put into slavery. They had to live a defeated life. And the worst of all, they were forced to live a life of sin. They were forbidden to go back to their own worship, worshiping our God. They were forced to worship the God of Assyria. That is why, kapag tinignan po natin yung scripture na binasa natin, no wonder Isaiah described these people as people walking in darkness. Because Judah was walking in darkness because they have lived a life apart from God. Judah was walking in darkness because they have lived a life apart from God. What a sad picture. What a sad story. What a sad, depressing situation they are in. But The truth of the matter is, their situation, hindi po naiiba sa sitwasyon natin ngayon. We may be living in a time na walang kingdoms. We may be living in a time na hindi naman tayo under an oppressive or a conquering kingdom. But nonetheless, when we look around, when we look at the people in our time, people are suffering as well. We are experiencing poverty. We are being oppressed by different people. Probably people who are in power, people who has influence. Many people are living a life of defeat. That's a very sad picture. And the worst part of it is just like the people of Judah, a lot of people now are living in sin. People are sinning. People around us are into sin. We are living in darkness as well, just like them. We are walking in darkness. But the good news here is that when we look at the people of Isaiah, the people of Judah during that time, Isaiah prophesied the good news. Isaiah talked about the good news that would come upon their lives. Going back to the scripture, says there, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. On them has light shone. The Bible says, there is this light that would come upon them even though they were in darkness. Kahit pa nandun sila sa gitna ng kadiliman, kahit pa punong-puno ng kadiliman ng kanilang kapaligiran, God is saying here through the prophet Isaiah, light will come upon you. Light will be shown upon you. And it would make things better. Things would be different. And gaano po ba kaganda yung pagbabago na mangyayari sa buhay nila kapag dumating na tong liwanag na to? When this light comes upon them, what will happen? How would this be pictured? Okay, ano ba yung experience na magkakaroon sila? You see, this is the picture that the scripture is trying to show us kapag dumating na tong liwanag na to sa buhay nila. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 3 says there that you have multiplied the nation and you have increased its joy. The Bible is showing us na kapag dumating na tong liwanag na to, okay? The coming of this great light is a picture of joy. Okay? Magiging celebration, magiging masaya. Okay, puno ng galak. There would be joy in their hearts, okay? Remember that they were under slavery. They are away from their usual worship. They were away from the freedom that they used to experience. There was no joy. But God was saying here, when this great light comes upon you, there would be joy. Wow. Also, sabi din sa verse 3, they rejoice before you as we joy at the harvest. Kung anong itsura ng joy kapag bagong harvest, kapag yung tagal mong hinintay yung ani, ganon yung joy. And they would be glad as they divide the spoil. Yung picture din ng kapag nalo ka sa war, tapos ikaw na yung mag-uwi ng lahat ng mga naiwan ng kalaban mo, ganon yung joy. And that is a joy that is also driven, characterized, or pictured by abundance. The coming of the great light is a picture of abundance as well. Okay, yung nag-uumapaw, hindi kulang, hindi sapat lang, sobra-sobra pa. In abundance, a picture of abundance. Not only that, sabi sa verse 4, for the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. The Bible is saying, kapag dumating na tong liwanag na to, okay, it would be a picture of freedom. The coming of the great light is a picture of freedom. Lalaya na sila sa mga oppressor nila, lalaya na sila sa mga obligation, sa mga burden that was put on them. They would be free. That's the effect. That would be the picture na magkakaroon sila kapag dumating na yung liwanag na sinasabi ni Isaiah. And not only that, sabi sa verse 5, for every boot of the tramping warrior in battle tumult and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. You see, during their times, kapag po war time, this practice only happens when the war is over and they already attained victory. Kapag panalo na, kapag victorious na. So basically, it's painting us another picture that the coming of the great light is also a picture of victory. They would finally have the victory in life that they are dreaming of. Ganun po kaganda yung pagdating ng liwanag na pinapangako na sinasabi ni Isaiah sa buhay nila. the light of the world, okay, or this great light that we're talking about, will overcome Judas darkness. Ganun po katindi, ganun po ka-exciting, ganun ka-promising yung light na sinasabi ni Isaiah. And this light would come upon them. He was talking to them, looking at the future, looking at what will happen in their future, that though they are suffering, though they are experiencing poverty, oppression, and even defeat in life, Isaiah was saying, kapit lang, because in the future, sometime in the future, this light will be given to you. This light will come to you. Now, many Bible scholars are in debate about this because some of them are saying na when Isaiah talked about this, he was only talking about the redemption that would come upon the people of Judah as they would eventually become free from the rule of the Assyrian Empire. But I do believe many scholars also believe that Isaiah was talking about something even farther in the future. Yes, he's talking about the redemption, but he's also talking about the redemption of humanity. And it's quite interesting kapag tinignan po natin because the light that Isaiah has prophesied points to the light that the Apostle John reported in one of the Gospels in the New Testament. The light that the prophet Isaiah prophesied points to the light that the Apostle John reported in the New Testament. What we would see in the book of John, chapter 1, is this is how the Apostle John introduced this light coming into the world. He said in chapter 1, verse 4 to 5, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." Wow! He was basically saying here that this light is that powerful. This light is so life-changing that no darkness can overcome it. Ganon katindi. He was basically making a point here that light, this light would always win over darkness. And that's exactly the light that Isaiah was talking about. The light that would overcome their poverty, their sadness, their slavery, their oppression, their defeat in life. This is the light, okay, na pinag-uusapan pa rin natin. But not only that, in verse 9, in John 1 verse 9, says there, "The true light which give light to everyone was coming into the world." You know what? What John was trying to say here is that this light of the world is not just for the people of Judah. This light of the world is also for you and for me. It is for everyone. The light of the world will overcome all our darkness. Not just Judah's darkness, but all our darkness. And isn't that a good news for us? Because in our time, there are also darkness that we have to battle. Sa panahon po natin, marami din tayong sariling kadiliman na kailangang harapin, na kailangang pagdaanan. Nandyan ang kahirapan, nandyan yung pang-aapi ng ibang tao sa paligid natin, nandyan yung mga problema, nandyan yung mga paulit-ulit nating challenges, struggle over sin, struggle over life. Those are the darkness that we are facing ourselves. But the good news is, the Bible says, the light of the world will overcome all our darkness as well. Kasama po tayo. Kasama po tayo. And there's more. Sabi nga sa mga online shopping, but wait, there's more. Sabi doon sa, pag tinuloy po natin, sa, basahin ulit natin from verse 9, sabi doon, "The true light which gives light to everyone was coming into the world." Verse 10, "He was in the world, and the world was made through him. Yet the world did not know him." Then verse 11, "He came to his own." He came to his own. Ibig sabihin po nun, nandito na, dumating na. The light of the world who will overcome all our darkness has come. Okay, it's not something that we have to wait for. It has already come. It's upon us. You have to understand that when the prophet Isaiah talked about this light, he was talking about something that would happen in the far future. It was not something na nandyan na, readily accessible na for them. But for us, the Apostle John was saying, this light, this great light, this light of the world is already upon us. It has come. Okay? It has come. We have access to it as we speak. It's already upon us. And as we go further in the book of John, John would reveal to us, as God leads him, who this light of the world is. In John chapter 8, verse 12, says there, again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. John declared it. John named this light as prompted by God. And he wrote that Jesus said, he is the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world. Okay? Siya yung pinakahihintay-hintay na light ng Juda. Siya yung pinakahihintay-hintay na light nating lahat. And siya rin yung reason why we have this Christmas celebration. Because the very light that we're talking about was born as a baby. And that baby is Jesus Christ. And that's the very reason why there is Christmas celebration. Kaya may Christmas tayong sineselebrate taon-taon because we want to commemorate, we want to remember, we want to celebrate na pinanganak si Jesus sa ating buhay. At dahil dumating siya sa buhay natin, nandiyan na ang liwanag na pinakaasam natin, ang liwanag na kayang bumago sa lahat ng sitwasyon na meron tayo, na kayang mag-ahon sa tao sa kahirapan, pumigil sa oppression, magbigay ng freedom, magpalaya, at magbigay sa atin ng kapayapaan. This is the Jesus that we have been waiting for. This is the Jesus that was promised to us. Jesus is the light of the world. Therefore, when the Apostle John talked about this light in chapter 1, he was basically saying that Jesus, the light of the world, who will overcome all our darkness, has come. Dumating na siya para sa'yo, para sa ating lahat. You see, this is good news for us. Mabuting balita po to para sa ating lahat dahil if Jesus is the light of the world and He has already come, okay, dumating na po siya, then through Jesus, we could have joy, abundance, freedom, and victory. May access na po tayo sa lahat ng bagay na ito. This is not something na papangarapin lang natin. Kaya na natin itong makuha, kaya na natin itong ma-experience, kaya na natin itong matanggap through Jesus Christ. And maybe you are here right now and you feel like you are in the middle of darkness. Maybe you feel like you are in a dark place because of your situation. I believe God brought you here so that you may hear this good news that God, through Jesus Christ, has already come. The light of the world, Jesus Christ Himself, has come. He is here for you. And maybe you're here and let me ask you this. Do you feel like you are in a dark place because you feel sad? Maybe there are things that happened in the past months, past years that made you feel sad, feeling lonely. It seems like there's no happiness, there's no joy. Problems left and right are pulling you down, making you feel depressed, making you feel hopeless. You see, let the light of Jesus bring joy into your life because He is here. He has come. Let His light be in your life right now. Let His light illuminate your life and push away the darkness that causes sadness, that causes hopelessness in your life. Would you come to Him right now if you are that person? Do you feel like you are in dark place because of the lack, the overwhelming lack that you're experiencing? Maybe the pandemic has robbed you of your business, maybe dahil sa pandemic na walang ka ng trabaho o siguro yung usual pumapasok na pera, income sa buhay mo for so many reasons is no longer there. Pag tiningnan mo yung payables mo, tapos tiningnan mo yung dumadating na pera sa'yo, hindi sila nagmamatch. When you look at your bills, when you look at the debts that you have to pay, sometimes it robs us, okay, of that sense of light. You feel like you're in a very dark place. If you feel like that, Jesus has come. The light of the world has come. Let His light bring abundance in your life. Let Him be the one to supply our need. Do you feel like you are someone who's in a dark place because you have experienced injustice, abuse, or hurt from people or because of certain situations in your life? You see, I do believe that God is here. Let us allow Him. Let's allow His light to bring freedom in your life right now. Para makalaya ka, para hindi ka na ikulong ng mga bagay na to na nagpapahirap sa iyong buhay. Let's allow Christ to move in our hearts. Let His light be there in our darkness to push away the darkness. Do you feel like you are in the dark place because of the recurring defeat in life? Yung tinatry mo naman yung best mo, binibigay mo naman yung lahat mo, pero bakit parang talunan ka pa rin? Bakit laging failure yung nangyayari sa mga ina-applyan mong trabaho, sa mga endeavors na ginagawa mo? God's light is here for us. Let His light bring you victory. Let His light give you the success that you need. Or maybe you are here and you feel like you are in a very dark place because you've been falling into that sin over and over again. You've been struggling with it for so many years already. You see, this is good news for us because the light of the world is upon us. He has come. Let us allow His light to bring us that victory that we need over that sin. This is the God that we have. He is the reason for our celebration. Even with the pandemic, even with our personal problems, even if we have so many challenges before us, there is still a reason for us to celebrate. Not just during this Christmas season, but every day of our lives. Because Jesus, the light of the world, has come. So today, let me encourage you with this statement, with this thought. We have a reason to celebrate because Jesus, the light of the world, overcomes all our darkness, has come. We have a reason to celebrate because Jesus, the light of the world, who overcomes all our darkness, has come. Let us celebrate Him. Let us celebrate this season. You see, this season is not about the 13-month pay. This season is not about celebrating the aginhaldo na nakukuha natin. This season is not about celebrating the bakasyon na meron tayo. This season is not about the family gatherings na nagagawa natin, the reunion. All those are good. All those are something that you want to have, especially during this season. But we have to remember, the reason for the season are not those things. The reason for the season is Jesus Christ coming to us Himself. And because He has come, we have a reason to celebrate. We have a reason to celebrate because Jesus, the light of the world, who overcomes all our darkness, has come. Today, as we conclude this preaching, let me ask you this question. Do you want to have Jesus, the light of the world, in your life? Gusto mo ba siyang nandyan sa buhay mo? Gusto mo bang maramdaman, ma-experience, makita sa buhay mo yung liwanag na dinadala niya sa buhay natin? Would you want to have Jesus in your life? You see, in the book of John, chapter 8, verse 12, this is what Jesus Christ said about Himself. He said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Jesus was giving us the way to have Him in our lives, the way to live for Him, the way to have that light in our lives for the rest of our lives. How is that possible? By following Him, by following Jesus. I believe all of us watching this video, joining us in this worship service, is being invited by God. Follow Jesus. Follow Him. If for some of us, following Jesus is about receiving Him as Lord and Savior in our lives. Maybe for some of us, following Jesus is about putting our faith, putting our trust in Him in the challenges that we're facing, believing that that breakthrough from this darkness is possible through Him. Maybe for some of us, following Jesus is about obeying Him. Obeying Him in how we live our lives, how we conduct ourselves, how we view life. But God is encouraging us. If we want to have this light, if we want to have Jesus in our life, let's follow Him. Let's follow Jesus. Let us pray. Lord, we thank You For indeed, you are the God who is loving towards us at all times. You love us so much that you sent your Son to us, your one and only Son, to be that light of the world, to push away all darkness in our lives. Panginoon, maraming salamat sa dahilang hindi mo hinayaan na manatili kami sa kadiliman na meron sa paligid namin, sa kadiliman na kung saan kami namumuhay ngayon, Panginoon. Panginoon, maraming salamat sa dahilang gumawa ka ng paraan. Dahil sa labis mong pagmamahal sa amin, pinadala mo si Jesus upang maging liwanag, upang maging ilaw, upang maging buhay namin. At Panginoon, maraming salamat sa dalang tulad ng sinabi mo sa iyong salita, this light in Christ will change everything. Lord, through Christ, we could have joy in the midst of the problems that we're facing. Through Christ, through Jesus, we could have, Lord, the freedom in the midst of the hurdles, yung mga prison, Panginoon, na nasa paligid namin. Lord, we could have the victory over the overwhelming battles that we are facing. Panginoon, maraming salamat because your light through Christ is more than enough to face the darkness that we are facing. Or thank you. Thank you, Panginoon, because indeed, you sending Jesus to our lives, the light of the world, is more than enough reason for us to celebrate this season and every day of our lives. Thank you, God. I want to pray for some of you who are joining us online right now. Maybe you are here and as we are talking about the preaching of God's word, you yourself are aware that you are experiencing so much darkness. You are one of those na masasabi mo na nasa dark place ka. Maybe you are full of sadness. Maybe there's so much lack. Maybe there's oppression happening in your life or you feel like you've been living your life defeated. I believe God is here and He wants to give you His light so that that darkness may disappear in your life. Will you receive His joy, abundance, freedom, and victory in your life? If that is you, let me pray for you. Would you bow your head wherever you are right now? Lord, I pray for everyone who is acknowledging their need for you, acknowledging that they're in the midst of darkness, acknowledging, God, that they need your light. And thank you, Father, that you are a God who is generous in helping your people. Lord, allow them to experience your light. Allow them, God, to see that you are pushing the darkness away, that you are granting them joy, that you are granting them abundance, you're granting them freedom, you're granting them victory. Thank you, Father, today, as we are in faith, Lord God, indeed these things would come upon us. Today, we receive them by faith. We receive that light upon our lives. Will you receive it by faith? Just say it, I receive it by faith. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you. Because indeed, Lord, you have already granted that light to us through Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let me pray for another group of people. Maybe you are here and God is calling you to obey God in certain areas of your life. You've been asking for His light, His blessing, His guidance, His natulungan ka niya sa pinagdadaanan mo. But you just know, you've been struggling in that area because you are not honoring God. You're not following Him. You're not obeying Him in certain areas. But today, you're saying, Lord, I want to obey. I want to follow you. If that is you, let me pray for you. Lord, I pray for those people who are right now coming to you asking for your grace, that they may obey you in those areas. Lord, in behalf of them, we repent for the countless times that we disobeyed you, for the countless times na hindi namin ikaw sinunod sa pinapagawa mo sa amin. But today, Lord, we make a decision to follow you. We make a decision to obey you. And thank you, God, that as we obey you, Lord, we would experience indeed the light that comes with your life in us. Thank you, Father, for the breakthrough. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Last group of people before we close in prayer. Maybe you are here and you don't have a personal relationship with God yet. You see, God is inviting us to have that relationship. And we do that by following Jesus, by accepting Him in our lives as Lord and Savior. Today, if that is you and you want to make that decision, would you pray with me? Jesus, thank you for coming into our lives. Thank you for being the light of this world. Today, I come to you asking forgiveness for the sins that I have done, for doing all those things that hurt you. Jesus, I repent before you. I'm turning my back from those things, and I'm choosing to follow you starting today. I make a decision that as I receive your forgiveness, I'm fully surrendering my life to you, making you my Lord and Savior from this day on. I would live for you. I would follow you for the rest of my life. This I commit and I pray in your name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise God. If you are one of those who made that decision, congratulations. Okay, you made the best decision in your life. And just like how Jesus promised it, okay, sabi niya doon, there would be light in your life. You would experience His light in the midst of the darkness that you would face in your life. Hindi ka bibitawan ni Lord, kasama mo na si Jesus for the rest of your life. So congratulations, but let us help you in your walk with God. Let us help you know more about Him and grow in your relationship with Him. Kaya kung ikaw yon, okay lang ba? Maglagay ka naman ng prayer emoji sa comment section so that we could reach out to you and help you grow in your relationship with God. Okay ba? Alright, so for the rest of us, can we close in prayer? Let me speak a blessing to all of you. Jesus, thank you for indeed you came into our lives so that we may experience your light. And thank you, Father, that in this season, salamat po, Panginoon, that you are slowly allowing us to go back to the normal that we are used to before the pandemic. Thank you, Father, that you would keep us safe, that you would grant us your protection at all times. I thank you, Father, na habang dumadami po yung mga family gathering, family celebration, may we always see that you're the ultimate reason for the celebration during this season. Lord, allow us to honor you and allow us to celebrate your life in our lives. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you very much, everyone. See you again next week.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.